Back here in our Spirit of America special edition news magazine, we're catching up with Earl Van Gorp, who's a member of the Van Veen Van Hemert American Legion in Pella as part of the festivities for our Spirit of America leading up to Independence Day. Earl, appreciate your time. And we're here at the Light and 4th of July celebration, which took place on June 28th, a big community celebration to celebrate Independence Day. And just seeing so many people come out and celebrate the sacrifices made by so many who have fought to defend our freedom here in America. What does it mean to just see a large group of people come together to honor those that have served?
It means a lot to me, you know. Being a veteran, you know, it's a privilege that I got to serve, you know, and to see people come out and celebrate, you know, the 4th of July of our country. And it means a lot to me just to see people still willing to, you know, love their country.
Well, you talk about that love for the country. Obviously, you showed that love by serving. If you could just tell us a little bit about your service, what, you know, unit you were a part of, just a little bit about your service and what that kind of meant to you to be able to serve the United States of America.
Okay. I served from 1968 to 1970. I was drafted, and back when the draft was in, you know, still going on. I had my basic training in Fort Bliss, Texas, and this was in May, of course, May and June, which is nice and warm down there. Anyway, and then I had my AIT in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, which was a little closer to home, so me and a buddy was able to come home, you know, maybe not every weekend, but every other weekend. And then my job, you might say, that I ended up in Fairbanks, Alaska as a motor pool mechanic. So, and it was cold up there, but it was good. We had a church downtown that we could go visit on weekends, and we kept busy. Things was good. I mean, it was a good experience, you know, to go and serve my country up there.
And I know that today would probably be a day where you would want a little bit of a mixture of that Texas weather with the Alaska weather, because it is pretty warm here at the Light 4th of July celebration. But you mentioned that you were part of the draft, and I know that's a process that many aren't familiar with in terms of that. So when you think back on it, when you look back at that process of how that draft all worked out, you know, ended up in you serving the United States through the draft there, what was kind of your initial reaction, if you kind of remember that, to finding out that you had been selected to serve the United States, and, you know, that willingness to, you know, go and protect and serve here with the United States military?
Yeah, it was a time when, when we was 18 years old. I don't know if they still sign up for the selective service then yet, but we had to sign up, and we kept watching, you know, and then finally my number was getting close. And we checked all around to different, you know, National Guards and different places like that, you know, to get in. But they were full. So I just, you know, just decided I was going to go and do the 2 years. And it was a shock because I'd never been very far away from home before. So to be that far away from home, it was something else. It was good. It got me out in the world. You know, and I got to see a lot, and I just appreciate, you know, that I had the time that I could go do that, spend that time.
And again, we're talking to Earl Van Gorp here on the Spirit of America special edition news magazine. And when you talk about what it means to serve the United States of America, whether that be the Army, the Air Force, whatever division that may be, I know for you it probably means something different than it does for, you know, anyone else who has served. But when you think about that process of serving, whether that be on the front lines, whether that be, you know, back home working with the military teams to build the best equipment to make sure that our armed forces are ready there, what does that mean to you to be able to serve our country and keep the freedoms that we are accustomed to living with every day, and just being able to have those freedoms?
It's a very proud thing for me to have done that. I mean, I really, I'm glad I could do it. Some guys could not; they was not able to do it. Someone chose not to do it, but I was happy to do it, I guess. I didn't, to put it into words, it's really tough to, you know. But I was thankful that I got to serve my country because it means a lot to me. And still, being a member of the American Legion, I've got a T-shirt at home that says, a veteran still serving, you know. So, it was good.
And you definitely still are serving our country, you know, just in your efforts with the American Legion. Earl, is there anything that maybe we didn't touch on with your service about Independence Day, anything of that nature that maybe we didn't hit on that you would love for our listeners to know about today?
No, I think we pretty well hit it.
Perfect. Earl, appreciate your time. And again, thank you for your service to our country and appreciate your time.
All right, you're very welcome.
Absolutely. That was Earl Van Gorp here on our special edition news magazine for the Spirit of America.